Rosh Hashanah Yerushalmi, corresponding to Rosh Hashanah Bavli, Daf Choftes, we begin Yerushalmi on Daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis at the second Mishnah, Vayakasha Yerim Moshe Yodoi, Vagova Yisrael Vagayme, Vichy Yodov Shel Moshe Asris Melchama, or Shoivris Melchama. The Pasuk says in Shmoyis Perk Yud Zayin Pasuk Yud Aleph, and it happened that when Moshe lifted up his hand, Yisrael was stronger in the war with Amalek. Do the hands of Moshe win or lose the war? Ella, Kozman Shah Yisrael, Mistaklim, Klapi Malon, Mechavnin, Livon, Lavin Shir Shamayim, Hem Mizgabrim, Vim Lav, Hayonoiflim. Rather, as long as Yisrael looked upwards and directed their heart towards their Father in heaven, they would be stronger, otherwise they would fall. The Gemara says, Rishum and Levi Omar, Amalek, Koshfan Haya, Mihaya Oiser, Hayamamid, Bnei Adam, Beyoim, Ginusia Shaloi, Loima, Lovim Hera Adam, Noifel, Beyoim, Ginusia Shaloi. The Gemara brings from Rishum and Levi that Amalek was a sorcerer. What did he do? He only assigned soldiers to fight whose birthday was on that day. He explained that people do not fall so readily on their birthday as their mazal is strong. Ma'asa Moshe, Ibe with the Manazolis, Audichsiv, Shemesh Yoreach, Omad, Zvula, Vagoyme. Uksiv, Nosan Tohim Koilai, Roim Yodeu, Nosa Moim Yodeu, Nosa Nosan Tohim Koilai. What did Moshe do? He mixed up the constellations, as the Pasuk says in Chavakuk, Perek Gimel, Pasuk Yud Aleph, the sun and the moon stood in their places, etc., and the previous Pasuk says the depths lifted its voice and the heights of the heavens raised their hands. Shmuel Omar, Ritzava Tinasin al Atomid, Repesha, Repasha Shel Teira. Ritashnich Amma, Emeth Alza, Emethosh Yisrael, Mashlichim de Ritayra la Oretz, Hamlochis, Ha'akum Hazois, Goizeris, Matzleches, Ma'ataima, Vatishlach, Emeth Alza, Ve'asta, Ve'tzlicha. Says Shmuel, the raising of Moshe's hands alludes to Torah study. As the Pasuk says in Daniel, Perek Ches, Pasuk Yud Beis, a fixed time, which is a reference to enemy rulers, will be given to the enemies stopping the Talmud offering, which is a reference to Yisrael who constantly learned Torah, because of sin. I mean, because of the sin of refraining from studying Torah. Ve'en emes ala Torah, heich ma'ad ad omal, emes kenei ve'al timkor, chochma u'musa u'bina. Truth refers to Torah, as the Pasuk says in Mishlei, Perek Chof Gimel, Pasuk Chof Gimel, acquire truth and do not sell it, wisdom, discipline, and understanding. Amar Yehuda ben Papazi, Zanach Yisrael, Toiv, Eyoiv, Yudifu, Ve'in Toiv, Ela, Toivah, Heich Madad Omar, Kilechach Toiv Nasati Lochem, Toiv Si Al Tazayru. Yudifu ben Pazi brings the Pasuk that says in Hosea, Perek Ches Pasuk Gimel, Yisrael has abandoned the good, therefore the enemy will pursue him. Good only refers to Torah, as the Pasuk says in Mishlei, Perek Dalet Pasuk Beis, as I have given you a good teaching, do not forsake my Torah. The Mishnah says, Kayyotze Boy, Ve'yem Hashem Moshe, Aser Lech Asraf, Besim Oysay Al Neis Ve'goymer. Bechinoch Hashmeimis Ve'machaye, El Kozman Shisom Mestaklim, Klapi Malon, Meshabdim Le'es Libon Avien, Shir Hashamayim, Hayim Esrapim, Ve'yem Lav, Hayu Nimukim. The Mishnah says, similarly, the Pasuk says in Bamidbar, Perek of Allah Pasuk Ches, Hashem said to Moshe, make for yourself a serpent, and put it on the top of a pole, etc. Can a serpent kill or give life? Rather, as long as Yisrael are looking up and subjugating their hearts to their Father in heaven, they were healed, otherwise they deteriorated. The Gemara says, Amr of Yasser ba'abor mekaymoyth nema aseh lecha, v'shloisha pirish v'echad le'pirish. Yasser says that in four places, Hashem commanded a person with the phrase, make for yourself. In three places Hashem explained his command, in one place he did not explain. Aseh lecha tebas ad segoifa, aseh lecha shtei chatzoyses kesev, aseh lecha chavoy tzorim, aseh lecha soaf le'pirish. The Pasuk says in Bereishis Vav Pasuk Yud Dalet, make for yourself a gopher wood vessel. The Pasuk says in Bamidbar Perek Yud Pasuk Beis, make for yourself two silver trumpets. The Pasuk says in Yeshua Perek Hei Pasuk Beis, make for yourself sharp knives. And the Pasuk, when it says in Bamidbar Perek of Aleph Pasuk Ches, make for yourself a serpent, Hashem did not explain which material to use. Amar Moshe Ikor Le'Nachashu Le'Pichach Yav Moshe Nachash Nachoshes V'Kanei Yod Meir Deirash Shemois. Moshe said, Hashem used the term saraf as a snake. Is not a saraf a snake, a nachash? Moshe therefore made it from copper, which is nachoshes, since nachoshes comes from the word nachash, which means a snake, as the Pasuk says in Bamidbar, Chof Aleph Pasuk Tes, and Moshe made a nachash nachoshes, a copper snake. If based on this, the Rav Meir would expound names. Chad barnash havashmei kidor, amalein Rav Meir, huva lechoin minei, barnash bishu, kidor tapuches hema. There was once a man called Kidor. Rav Meir told the people to stay away from Kidor as he was an evil man, as the Pasuk says in Dvarim, Perek Lamed Beis Pasuk Chof, Kidor, Kidor Tapuchas Hema, which literally means there are a generation of reversals. Rav Levi B'Shem, Rabbi Chama בהכנה, והיה נשוך, הנשוך אין כתיב כאן, אלא כל הנשוך, אפילו נשיכת כלב, שזה פטן ועקרה וחי, ולא ידע מנשיכת כלב, יהיה נשיכה נוחש ובית. רב לוי קויטינג ובחמה ברחנה said that the pasuk does not say in Bamidbar Chafaras pasuk says it shall be the one who was bitten, rather it says all who were bitten. This includes even the bite of a dog, a cobra, a scorpion, or a wild animal. For the bite of a dog, the pasuk requires looking, but for the bite of a snake, the pasuk requires merely glancing. Rav Yehuda Gozraya b'shem Rav Acha neshichas kelev she'enu miminoi v'ro neshichas nachash she'enu miminoi v'habet. Rav Yehuda Gozraya quoting Rabbi Acha says the bite of a dog, which is not the same species as a copper snake, requires looking. The bite of a snake, which is the same species as a copper snake, requires merely glancing. Rabbanan Omar, Neshichas Kelev, She'ena Mechalkel, V'ro, Neshichas Nachash, Mechalkel, V'habit. Rabbanan said the bite of a dog, which is not spread inside the body, requires merely looking from afar. The bite of a snake that does spread, requires looking from nearby. We come to the next Mishnah. A deaf mute, a fool, and a child cannot blow for others. The general rule is anyone who is not obligated in the matter cannot cause others to fulfill it. The Gemara says, Tani, aval omu, isha, mevareches, abala, eved, lerabai, kotan, la'obiv. The writer says that the law is a woman may bless on behalf of her husband, a slave for his master, and a child for his father. Niche, isha, mevareches, abala, eved, lerabai, Katan la'ovid, lo'ken am Rav Acha b'shem Rav Yosef bar Nuchraya, kol she'omru b'katan k'dei l'chanchoi. The Gemara said the first two cases are understandable, but a child, for a father, did Rav Acha not say in the name of Rav Yosef bar Nuchraya that all that was said about a child is in order to educate him, but the child himself does not have any obligation whatsoever? Tepate b'ay nachrayim k'dei d'taninan tamon, mishaya ebed isha e katan makrinoisoi, b'ay nachrayim mahim mashem oimim v'tei lo mi'ira, the Gemara answers it's effective when the father repeats the words of the child. This is like the advice of the teacher that one who had a slave, a woman, or a child read for him, he should repeat their words and he should be cursed for being an adult who needs a child. Hamnolach, Perek, Rohu, Beistin. The Mishnah says, Yom Tov Shel Rosh Hashanah, Shechal Yos B'Shabbos, Amikdash, Hayutoikim, Avalog Medina. If Rosh Hashanah occurred on Shabbos, they would blow in the temple, but not outside. Meshachar Beis HaMikdash Hiskin Yechem and Zakai Shu Toikim B'kol Mokam Sheish Boi Beis Din. After the destruction of the temple, of Yechem and Zakai decreed that they should blow in any place that there's a Beis Din. Amar B'Lezer Loi Hiskin Yechem and Zakai Shu Toikim Ela V'Yavne Volvad. B'Lezer says though that Yechem and Zakai only decreed that they should blow in Yavne. Amar Loi Echad Yavne V'Echad Kol Mokam Sheish Boi Beis Din. And Rabban said no, both in Yavne and in any place where there's a Beis Din. The Gemara says, "Rabbi Abba bar Papa, Am Rabbi Yochanan, Rishimin Lokish, Hamay Yisivin, Makshaye Amrin Taninan, Yom Tov Shehu Rosh Hashanah Shchalias B'Shabbos, B'Mikdash Yutoken, Aval Loi B'Medina, In Dvar Torah Hu Af B'Gvulim Yitche, In Leisu Dvar Torah Af B'Mikdash Lo Yitche." The Gemara says, "From Rabbi Abba bar Papa, Rabbi Yochanan, Rishimin Lokish, were once sitting and were asking about our Mishnah that teaches that if Rosh Hashanah occurs on Shabbos, they will blow in the temple but not outside. But if it's a Torah obligation, it should override Shabbos even outside. And if it's not a Torah obligation, it should not override Shabbos even inside the temple." Aval Kahana Amrin Hagava Rabba Dineshole. Kahana passed by. They said, he's a great man, let's ask him the question. Asan Shalonle Amaloin, Kosavechad Oime, Yom Tura, Kosavechad Oime, Zichroin Tura. Haket said, Vishashu Chal Bechol Yom Tura. They asked him the question, and he replied that one pasuk says in Bamidbar Chof Tes Pasuk Aleph a day of blowing, another pasuk says in Vayikra Chof Gimel Pasuk Chof Dalet a remembrance of blowing. How is this fulfilled? When it's a weekday, it's a day of blowing. When it's a Shabbos, we merely remember, mention the blowing, we don't actually blow. Zera Revaked Lechavaya Oilon Veshamin Kale Rabbi Levi Dorash. The Leith Efsha, the Rumapik, Parashse, Dolay Orphan. The Al, the Oma, Kaimehoin, Kosavechad Oime, Yom Tura, Kosavechad Oime, Zichron Tura, Hakedzad, Vishashu Chal, Bachol, Yom Tura, Vishashu Chal Bashabbos, Zichron Tura, Maskirin Eloi, Taikin, Me'ata Afamikdash, Le Yitre. Rabbi Zeira ordered his colleagues, go and listen to the discourse of Rabbi Levi, as he will certainly say a novel Torah thought. They went and heard him expound. One pasuk says a day of blowing, another says a remembrance of blowing, And how is this? It's when it's a weekday, it's a day of blowing. When it's a Shabbos, we merely remember, mention the blowing, we don't actually blow. And this is so, they should not blow in the temple on Shabbos either. So now, be'echad l'chodesh, me'ata afilu b'makom j'ein yodim, shu be'echad l'chodesh yidche. I mean, Gemara asked my b'aisa, the pasuk says in Vayikra Chofkeon Pasuk Chofdalad, on the first of the month, whichever day of the week it occurs. This should mean that in any place where they know it's the first of the month, it should override Shabbos. Tani, Rav Shimon Yochai, ikratim b'makom j'ein akabonos p'kravim. The b'aisa brings from Rav Shimon Yochai that when the pasuk says in Vayikra Chof Gimel, pasuk Chof Hei, and you shall sacrifice, it's in the place where the sacrifices are brought. Amrin, Chavaya, Koim, Rav Yoina, Vaksiv, Avat Shefa Tshua, Bachodesh HaShvi'i, Vegayme. The Chavaya asked Rav Yoina that the pasuk says in Vayikra Chof Hei, pasuk Tes, and you shall pass a Shefa of Tshua sound in the seventh month. This blowing overrides Shabbos in the entire land. Amalain, Zu, at Ma, Vibar Tzachem, Ha'acheres Loi. Rav Yoina answered, this law applies only to Yovel. Amilei oinema zu atem ma'avirim ba'artzachem ha'echeris bein ba'arit ben b'chutzlaritz. Chavaya asked, well, perhaps it's only the shofar of Yovel that must be passed around the land of Eretz Yisrael, but another type of shofar must be blown even outside of the land. Am Rav Yoina illa ha'viksiv ta'aviru b'shofar ba'artzachem ha'isti'ayme kan miyit b'mokam ache riba ala b'chor artzachem kan riba b'mokam ache miyit. Rav Yoina answered that if the pasuk would have said, pass a shofar in your land, this would be true. However, the pasuk says, in all of our land, this comes to exclude any place outside of the land of Israel.